يقول السائل: ما حال المراكز التي أسسها الشيخ العلامة مقبل بن هادي الوادعي رحمه الله تعالى؟ لأن بعض الناس بدأ يتكلم ويطعن فيها، وما هي نصيحتكم لأهل اليمن في تلك المراكز؟
The questioner says, what is the condition of the school which was founded by the Shaykh Al-Allama Muqbil ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i rahimahullah ta'ala? Because some of the people have begun to speak about them and revile them. And what is your advice to the people of Yemen in these schools?
فالله الذي لا أعتقد أنها على أحسن حال ولله الحمد وقائمة بدعوة الله إلى توحيده وإخلاص الدين له وإلى اتباع النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم وهم جادون في تحصيل العلم ونشره وفي الدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى أعمالهم تسر وتثلج صدور المؤمنين ويفرح بها كل مؤمن صادق وتغيير كل مبطل وصاحب هوى والعياذ بالله.
والله that which we believe is that they are in the best of conditions ولله الحمد, and they have established the da'wah to Allah and to his tawheed and to making the religion sincerely for him and to following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they are skilled in attaining knowledge and spreading it and in the da'wah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Their works please and delight the chests of the believers, and every true believer is happy with them, and every liar and person of desire is angered by them وَلِعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ.
يعني في دمان وحده كما يبلغنا يصلوا إلى 5,000 إلى 7,000 ليل نهار عاكفون على العلم, ليس عندهم إجازات لا أعياد ولا غيرها, علم ليل نهار ومختلف العلوم عندهم يدرسونها, الحديث والتفسير والفقه والنحو وغيرها من العلوم الإسلامية بارك الله فيه, وفقهم الله تبارك وتعالى. كذلك غيرهم المراكز لهم جد ونشاط في نشر الدعوة, كل ذلك قائم على طريقة السلف من الزهد والورع والعفة على طريقة السلف الصالح, رباهم الشيخ مقبل على هذه الأخلاق, فلا ينكسون رؤوسهم ولا يمدون أيديهم للجمعيات الحزبية التي تسمي نفسها خيرية التي تمد يديها إلى من يخضع لها ويسلك طرقها الحزبية المناهضة للمنهج السلفي, وهم رافع رؤوسهم لا يخنعون ولا يطمعون في أموال هؤلاء ويصبرون على السراء والضراء, يصبرون ويشكرون, وهم يذكرون بأهل السلف الصالح من التوكل على الله والاعتماد عليه والعفة والنزاهة ونشر هذا المنهج بوجه الله تبارك وتعالى. نسأل الله أن يرزقهم الإخلاص.
Meaning in Damaj alone, as has been conveyed to us, they have reached 5,000 to 7,000 who are busy with knowledge day and night. They do not have vacations nor celebrations nor other than that, knowledge day and night, and they study various sciences, al-hadith and tafsir and fiqh and grammar, and other than that from the Islamic sciences, barakallahu fikum. May Allah grant them success. Likewise, other than them from the schools have diligence and activity and spreading of the da'wah. All of that is established upon the path of the salaf, zuhd and piety, and uprightness upon the path of the salaf al-salih. Shaykh Muqbil has educated them upon these manners, so they have not lowered their heads and they have not held out their hands for the jam'iyyat of Hizbiyya, which call themselves charitable, khayriya, those who hold out their hands to those who subjugate them and those who traverse the paths of al-Hizbiyya and who oppose the Salafi manhaj. And they have held their heads high and they have not surrendered and they have not been tempted by the wealth of these ones. And they have been patient upon good and bad times. They have been patient and thankful. They remind us of the time of the Salaf al-Salih in terms of tawakkul, reliance upon Allah and dependence upon Him and dignity and integrity and spreading of this manhaj for the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to sustain them with sincerity.
وَنَصِيحَةِ لَهُمْ أَن يَتَآلَفُوا وَأَن يَتَكَاتَفُوا وَأَن يَتَلَاحَمُوا وَأَن يَتَآخَوْا وَأَن لَا يُصْرُوا آذَانَهُمْ بِالْقِيَ وَالْقَالِ فَإِنَّ أَعْدَاءَ السُّنَّةِ يَبْذُلُونَ جُهُودًا لا تكل ولا تمل في تفريقهم وتمزيقهم، يدسون هنا وهناك من يدس أسباب الفرقة والمصادمات والخلافات.
And my advice to them is to have mutual affection for each other and to stand united in solidarity and to hold firmly together and to strengthen the brotherhood and to not lend their ears to hearsay. Since the enemies of the Sunnah are expending great efforts, they do not become tired and they do not become fatigued in attempting to divide them and tear them apart. So they hide here and there those who will spread causes of division and clashes and disagreements.
فنصيحة لنفسي ولهم ألا يصغوا إعذارهم لهؤلاء المفسدين الذين يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون، ويغيظهم أن تنتشر سنة رسول الله وأن ينتشر المنهج السلفي، فيبذلون الأسباب الكثيرة لتصديع السلفيين وتفريقهم، فليكونوا على حذر من مكائد هؤلاء. أسأل الله أن يثبتنا وإياهم على السنة.
So my advice to myself and to them is that they must not lend their ears to these evildoers who cause corruption in the earth and do not benefit. And they become enraged because the sunnah of Rasulullah is being spread and that the Salafi manhaj is being spread. So they strive through many causes to overcome the Salafiyin and divide them. So let them beware of the plots of these ones. We ask Allah to make us and them firm upon the sunnah. Indeed, our Lord surely hears the dua. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله